Day 39, March 28th. Today's reflection is based on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Kurt J. Helmke, class of 2010. Quilts have a powerful capacity for transmitting comfort. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit has been doing through our congregation's quilting group, who recently shared with me the names of several people to whom they have given hand-sewn quilts. I praised God as I pictured each of these recipients being comforted in their afflictions by the Holy Spirit, along with a quilt delivered by these agents of care. In 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul honestly shares his struggles in a way that invites us to consider our own. Some struggles present themselves as minor inconveniences. Others threaten to unravel the very fabric of our lives. Those of us called by God to ministries of care get a front-row seat to observe the suffering of others. As our Lenten journey draws closer to Holy Week, we ready ourselves to witness the suffering of Jesus for our sake. We are well acquainted with the aspects of life and loss that drain us of our hope and give rise to feelings of discouragement. Paul's bold claim that we do not lose heart, verse 16, seems remarkable. What gives Paul such hopeful confidence in the face of what he knows is wasting away? He describes a renewal of our inner nature that is happening day by day, springing from an eternal source, a weight of glory, that when compared to our afflictions make them seem light. It's a confidence we have because the one who raised Jesus will also raise us with Jesus. Verse 14. This eternal weight of glory that we have in Christ is like the comfort of quilts, the old-school version of today's weighted blankets, prescribed for those who suffer from stress and anxiety. The weight of the blanket provides something like a human hug, deep pressure stimulation that settles us into calmness. This describes well what happens when we consider ourselves blanketed in the comforting weight of God's eternal promises. Today's prayer. God of all comfort, thank you for those who receive your comfort and pass it along to others, sometimes with a quilt that wraps us in warmth. Remind us of the eternal weight of glory we have in Jesus that wraps us in comfort amid our afflictions, renewing our hope. Amen.